O'Reilly Digital Media explores the future of audio, video, and photography. Each show brings you insights from leading experts. Learn more by visiting digitalmedia.oreilly.com.
Hi, I'm Derek Story with O'Reilly Media, and I'm sitting here with Mikkel Olin, author of Photoshop Lightroom Adventure. Absolutely my favorite Lightroom book on the market right now, and I'm not biased in any way whatsoever. I only say that because I know it's the best book, and that's all there is to it. How are you doing, Mikkel?
I'm great, Derek. It's nice to be with you again.
Yeah, boy, we haven't, you know, you've been off kind of wrapping up the book and off on a little summer vacation with the family. But I wanted to catch up with what you've been doing. I mean, you finished this wonderful book, and we should honestly say what this book is a little bit, give people a feel for it. But then I want to talk a little bit about photography.
Can't we just hold up the book and show it to them?
Yeah, we can.
Oh,
do
no,
that.
They can't do that.
We
right?
can do that. We can do well, and it's too bad we can't because it's gorgeous. But you ought to tell them a little bit about your thinking behind creating this, because this book is different than all the other Lightroom books around and different than most books around. I mean, you had a brainstorm. I remember when it hit you, and we actually pulled it off.
We did. And I'm glad you used that word "we," Derek. I was waiting for that.
Well, that's a big W, little E, we, but nonetheless.
you were quite instrumental, and I hope we get into that a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, talking about the book.
Yes.
The book and the idea behind the book really became a realization of a dream of mine. And that was, for years, I've been drawing on the expertise of other photographers, my mm-hmm. friends, colleagues, and calling them up for various projects and saying, okay, I'm doing a book on whatever, shooting digital, for example, or camera raw or Photoshop
raw. Yeah.
And I would call my friends up and say, well, I don't want to just show my experiences with this software. I want to know what you're doing, real-world experiences. And I would call them up, and my friends are very generous people, and they would spend a lot of time on the phone with me, and we'd go over step-by-step what they've done and what they're working with. And I would write that up and put that in the book as a case study.
Yeah.
So my books have had that kind of touch, if you will, for a long time. I really think that's a good way to get information out there. Then people can see there's more than one way to do things, and they get more than just what I know. So I've really appreciated my friends over the years.
Yeah, I have to say, being a part of the Camera Raw book, it's a lot of fun, too. When you're one of the contributing photographers, you get to just focus on one little area that you know you want to talk about. You don't have to talk about the whole thing, and then you make us look smart and
I
publish
try to
a couple
make you
pictures.
Look smart. That's not hard to make you look smart.
Yeah.
But if I make you look dumb, that's all my fault.
Yeah, right.
So I've been doing this for years, and then the Lightroom project came up, the Lightroom book, and I started thinking, you know, I could do this again. I could call Derek up and bug him on the phone. Or I could call Michael Reichman or any of the other numerous photographers who have helped me over the years.
Yes.
And again, bug them to get me the images and to talk about their work. Or I could try to arrange an exotic location where we could all go together.
Yes.
And work on this project together. And I started thinking, whoa, now this is something I would really like to do. And it all kind of came into place with Lightroom, the application, because clearly this is an application that was supposed to free us from our desks and our computers and to get us out in the field.
Yes.
So I thought, okay, if we can't do this with Lightroom, we can't do it with anything. So that's really, in a way, the beginning of the whole idea of the Lightroom Adventure book, which we can talk about if you want.
Yeah, and you know what was fun about it, so there was that level of it. So it was sort of the evolution of the way that you had been doing books, which it hadn't really dawned on me before, but it makes perfect sense now. And then at the same time, we were working with beta software, and we had Adobe engineers and experts with us, and we actually got to sort of contribute to the evolution of the software too.
Yeah, it was a great stew. It was a great soup, if you will, mm-hmm. of people that went on this trip. And this is what made it really special. In of itself, to be with a group of photographers would have been great, but
yes.
then to throw in the toolmaker Adobe, the tool maker, into the mix.
Yes.
Now this food is really getting rich. So we had the creators working together as shooting out, doing what they love to do. And then we bring in the tool makers who are watching and listening and responding. So it really became very, very special in that way.
Yeah.
And we like to think, and we say this, that not only did the photographers benefit from being with each other and shooting and getting great shots, but the toolmaker, Adobe, also benefited because the software was made better. And ultimately, then, the audience or the buyer software benefits as well. So there's a lot of win-win-win going on here.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on. And, of course, the tool makers, they all love photography too. So, I mean, and took great shots. I mean, my gosh. Suddenly, you know, you go out there and it was, you know, you had the people that you expected taking great shots, but then you had other people that never really met before, saw their work and doing phenomenal stuff. And I think, you know, to some degree, Iceland, the magic of Iceland, as you call it, had a little something to do with that, too.
A little bit. I mean, you know, in life, I think Shakespeare probably said this more than once, but we have the stage that you have. You have the actors and the stage, and then the timing. And when all three of those come together, you have a real story.
Yes.
Derek's story.
Yeah.
And we had all three of those. We had wonderful actors or characters. Mm-hmm. We had this, the timing was excellent because this was the beta of software. It was malleable. It could be improved on. And then, of course, we had this stage.
Yeah,
and the
absolutely.
Stage was Iceland. And really, as it's known as Nature's Lightroom, was a perfect place to be testing Lightroom, the product.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had the adventure, and then you came home, and the real work began. Because then you actually had to take all of this I mean, thousands of pictures, and you had to organize a book, and the application was changing all the time. You know, and so you think you'd be close to having it done, and then 1.1, and you know all that sort of stuff, and you finally got the book out the door. You wrapped up on your end about
June 29th.
June 20.
Do I know the date?
Yeah, you will. You have it tattooed on your arm there, June 20. So, I mean, this had been quite a haul because it was literally 1 year. Basically, from the time you came back from Iceland, that you were just head down working on this book, trying to keep up with the changes, and you got it finished. So tell me a little bit about then, okay, we all know how it is to finish a book, those of us that worked on one. So what did you do? I mean, you know, did you want to go running to the hills or?
I wanted to sleep first, and I did.
Yeah.
No, let me get that straight. I drank, and then I slept.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you asked me not to use swear words, so I won't use them now to explain that that period where I wrote the book.
Oh my God, I know it's such hard work.
I think of the image of Sisyphus pushing this pushing the rock up the hill perpetually, never ending. Because that's what it felt like. At first, I wrote one version of the book for the beta. Knowing that 1.0 would be, you know, the release would be different, but not knowing how much different.
Yes.
And anybody that was in on that process saw Adobe throw in some absolutely wonderful things at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very, very good things, but out of the blue, it seemed like to me. So I had that to deal with. So we had now the beta version. Now I had to write another version for the release version of Lightroom. And as soon as that was out, we already started hearing word that 1.1 was not going to be your typical quick release of an update. It was going to be a major.
It was a biggie.
A major
update. It was a biggie,
So I had written 1.0, and then all of a sudden I started getting beta for 1.1.
Yeah.
Okay, we still don't have a book yet, but I've written the book twice already. Now we have to write it again, and you know, this is exhausting work.
Yeah.
So by the time I was finished with the 1.1 version, now the timing's good because my book was finished, and then Adobe was also finished with 1.1. So that was a good timing for getting the book out. As you asked me what I did when the book was finished, I took a rest for a few minutes, a weekend, and then, and I think this is the thing that that I look back so fondly on, I started photographing again.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, sorry.
Reintroduce yourself to the camera, right?
Yeah. I mean, we both feel the same way. We love photography, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I think we come from that place. And there's moments when, you know, when we're in front of that computer hour after hour working on our projects, you know so well, you just go, no, why did I take this project on?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to go out and start shooting again, Derek. And I have to tell you, I was like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
It really felt like, remember those moments in Iceland when we were out shooting? And I mean, those were some precious times we had.
Just kind of wandering around, not you know, you fall into this sort of the zone, so to speak. And you don't care what happens, really, in all honesty. And if something happened, I mean, I remember we had days where we would stop every 10 meters and shoot. And then we had other days where we would just drive all day and not take a picture. You never know what's going to happen.
I remember that. I think that day you're talking about, yeah, where I think we went 30 kilometers the whole day.
It
felt like a lifetime experience.
Yeah.
It really was great.
You know, I just have to mention something about that. This is a day in Iceland, just so we're being clear here. That card, I finally erased that memory card just a while back.
Yeah.
I did not want to erase it because it was one of the most beautiful 4 gigabyte memory cards I ever had in my life, where just frame after frame after frame was gorgeous, and I didn't want to let go of it. I mean, I had everything stored in Lightroom and all that sort of stuff, but it was just, I was going, I'll never have this beautiful of a memory card again, and now I'm thinking I should have just, like, framed it or something, you know.
Or plated it in copper.
Yeah, like exactly.
Like a baby shoe or
exactly,
something.
Exactly.
Oh, that's sweet. Is that the day that I photographed you asleep in the back of the van?
Yeah, that was... No, that was another day. That was when I had stayed up trying to get the web module to work. Yeah, the web module was a little behind the other parts of the application.
Yeah. There's arrows in our back from working on this project.
Yeah,
this
is
early pioneers experience. But anyway, getting back to this question, you know, the idea of shooting pictures. I mean, so I was released momentarily to go take photographs, and this is where I really again enjoyed Lightroom even more so than how we enjoyed it in Iceland. In Iceland, as you mentioned, it was beta. And it was, you know, there were a lot of problems with it. Not problems, that's not the right word. There were things that weren't completely worked through.
Yeah, it wasn't smooth yet.
It wasn't smooth. But this summer, when I started shooting and working on a new project, which I call Working Raw, by the way, I started photographing, knowing now what I know of Lightroom and all its capabilities, from, you know, from the importing functions to the library, image management functions to the develop module to the web module. And I started photographing, knowing all that stuff really well at this point.
Yeah.
And I swear, it made my shooting easier, just knowing that on my back end I was covered. And I could get that card, stick it into the computer, and immediately have this web gallery, which I oftentimes did, to show the people I was photographing that evening what I'd been doing. I had almost a seamless ease of use that allowed me to really expand my own photography skills.
Yeah. We've been talking about this a lot lately, and there is a real comfort in knowing what you have waiting for you back at home or back in the studio when you're out shooting. You know that, okay, I'm shooting the shot right now. Sky's not quite as saturated as I want. I don't really feel like using a polarizer. I don't want to go that way. You know that there's a blue slider waiting for you back in the develop module, and that you can see that shot, and all you're going to maybe desat or saturate that blue a little bit, and you got what you want. Just knowing that that's there really impacts, you know, what you do at Capture, and it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And one of the things that when I was shooting in this ironworks, 350-year-old ironworks, beautiful. I mean, one of these right out of, turn-of-the-century type scenes. Incredible light with the huge fires and men dressed in
dirt,
black and sooty.
Yeah.
And I bumped my ISO up to 1,600. And I didn't even think about that because I knew that Lightroom would be able to handle it, be able to use the denoise capabilities. But the other thing that happened, it was a very dramatic shoot. And at one point, while I was switching the ISO, I accidentally hit the white balance.
Uh-huh.
And I flipped the white balance from automatic, which I usually leave it at, and I flipped it over to 5-something Kelvin. I don't even know what it went to. And I was shooting away, and about 3/4 of the way through the shoot, I realized, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
But in the past, it would have been one of those things where I would have panicked. I would have gone, oh, you know what? Now I got to reshoot everything I've just shot. I really have to backtrack. I didn't even stop. I just went, oh, wrong white. Well, you know, big deal. I'm shooting raw right there. That was a blessing. And then knowing that Lightroom would easily, not just one picture correct, but
right.
I'll be able to correct that whole sequence of yes. images that were off from the white balance point of view with this, I mean, an instant.
So nice.
This is the kind of thing yeah. that when you're in the middle of a shoot, you're covered. If you feel like your back is covered. And
yeah.
that's what I have now.
Well, and I think, you know, a lot of what happens at shooting when we're shooting well is that we do get in some sort of rhythm. And making a mistake, when I make a mistake, it can disrupt that rhythm, and I can lose the rest of the shoot. And I think knowing that your back is covered, as you said, allows me just to keep in that rhythm and say, you know what, it's going to be okay. Just keep shooting. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. And, you know, you write something. You probably have had this experience before where sometimes you'll write something in your book and or on your blog or on your website, and it's an intellectual thing.
Yeah.
You've kind of pulled it out of your head. And then you find yourself at one point in the field actually doing what you've described.
Yeah.
And you get this, I got that one right.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So you're back now and you're working on, can we talk about the
oh, yeah. Oh, what, about what?
About CS? Camera Raw?
Oh, cars. I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm actually getting... this is the new book that it's not a new book. It's a new version
yes.
of my Photoshop Raw book, which was originally written for CS2.
Yes.
And now I'm updating it to go to for CS3.
And there's lots of boy. This is a fun update too, isn't it?
It's fun. And at first I was a little bit nervous about it because I thought I felt like, well, how do I describe this? It's kind of like I felt I was cheating on Lightroom.
Hey, right, yes, I know.
Because I really love Lightroom.
And sort of, I think it'd be more like dating Lightroom's sister, you know
oh,
what
no.
I mean?
Yeah,
so it's even worse, you know, it's a family thing here.
It's a family thing.
Yeah.
And I've been writing about Lightroom, working with Lightroom
yeah.
for the last year. And now I'm switched back to another workflow, mm-hmm. to another way of working. That was my way of working before,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, am I going to be able to be true to this, am I just, you know, am I going to hack this out?
Yes.
And what's happened is, I'm working with CS3, which frankly, and I think you're going to a lot of us Lightroom authors who also have written CS3 books are experiencing this. We're a little bit behind because we got caught up in the Lightroom
world.
That's
right. I know. And this is a phenomenon that's not just, you know, a lot of people are going through this.
So I'm a little bit, you know, also a little bit slow in getting up to speed with CS3,
yeah.
I confess. And yet now that I'm getting back into the whole, when I say CS3 in respect to what I'm working on, I'm actually talking about three aspects of it,
yeah.
which is Photoshop itself, Bridge,
yeah.
and Camera Raw. So
right.
there are three components that make up CS3 Raw workflow.
Right.
So I'm getting back into that now for the first time and finding there's some really cool things.
Yeah,
two
of those components are a lot of fun in my, you know, Bridge 2.0 is sweet, and Adobe Camera Raw 4 is very much like what we've been doing in the develop module in Lightroom.
Well, they're in parity now, basically.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So what if you know the develop module in Lightroom, you're going to feel very comfortable with the with the Camera Raw and vice versa. Yes. So anyway, what I was going to say is that this book, the update of the book, is a book that's going to be for someone who has that on their desktop. In other words, there's someone who is working with Photoshop,
mm-hmm.
and they're maybe not a professional photographer, maybe they are, but they don't necessarily want to go out and buy another product like Lightroom.
Exactly.
And this is something right away you're up to speed and you have a good raw workflow.
Yeah.
Between Bridge, Camera Raw, and Photoshop. It is an off-road vehicle that will take you anywhere. You've heard me say this before.
Yeah, I love this one.
And Lightroom is this sleek, sexy sports car that really is fast and efficient and beautiful, but it doesn't get you everywhere that you necessarily want to go.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about working on this book and updating it. And I can see my editor over there going, yeah, we'll just get it done.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be... I'm really looking forward to this book, and in part because I really like what Adobe did with CS3, and in particular for me, you know, the new version of Bridge, the new version of ACR. I know what you did in the second book. I was, you know, I got to help a little bit, and I think this is going to be, this version that you're working on right now is going to be a terrific book. Fun application, nice trio of tools.
Yeah, and also, you know, the Lightroom book is informing this book, too, because one of the things that we did in the Lightroom book, as you well know, is had a lot of beautiful images.
And, yeah, oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to do the same thing with the Raw book, including images at in the same way, the gallery treatment.
Nice.
And also making the Raw files available to people who will be able to download them. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
I've been told you're the man. We'll help figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll talk later about
We'll talk later offline, but that'll be another bonus that people will get with that book.
Well, great. Well, you know, the last thing I want to mention is that you're a regular contributor to the Inside Lightroom site. You're one of our cornerstone bloggers there, and once a week we can find scattered pearls of wisdom from Mikkel Olin.
Oh, I got to go now. I'm just going to write my blog.
So I was going to mention to you, Mikkel, about this week.
Thursday, right? Oh, yeah. What day is it?
No, it changes every week for you.
Yeah. I'm bad. Yeah. I'm bad. Yeah. I'm really sorry. I have a different sense. I have a Norwegian sense of time.
But for those of you listening, he has a wonderful archive of posts that are very good. And so it's digitalmedia.oreilly.com/Lightroom. You can find out what Mikkel's doing there. You can obviously get the Lightroom Adventure book. And we'll make sure that they can get the CS3 book there, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I can mention that on
Instagram. Oh, yeah. You definitely can. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Yeah.
And we'll talk
later. My pleasure, Derek. It always is.
Okay, bye-bye.
This show was produced and is copyrighted by O'Reilly Media. For more podcasts, tutorials, reviews, weblogs, tips, and tricks, visit O'Reilly Digital Media at digitalmedia.oreilly.com.